This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India Meteorological Department's predictions for monsoon this year. The participants are Dr. Mrityunjay Mahapatra, Director General, India Meteorological Department, and Arjun Chaudhary, Anchor.
I'm joined by Dr. Mrityunjay Mahapatra, who's the Director General at IMD, the Indian Met Department, and how important that organization is in terms of making accurate predictions about what the weather is going to be, the weather forecasting on the basis of which so many decisions across the country are taken. So, Dr. Mahapatra, we would like to know what the IMD's predictions of monsoon is this year, especially in the April to June period. How important are these predictions right now for the country of India?
The forecast for monsoon rainfall during the stage in June to September this year. As per the forecast, rainfall is expected to be above normal over the country as a whole. Normally, country gets about 87 centimeters of rainfall. As for IMD's forecast, this year, country may get 106% of the long-period average, that is 106% of the 87 centimeters, plus minus 5% during past June to 30 September, that is monsoon season. If you ask me about April to June, we have ensured the forecast for higher temperature and according to the heat wave conditions likely to experience in different parts of the country. Already in the first week of April, there was a heat wave spell, especially in the peninsular India and the East Coast states. Another spell has started yesterday with commencement of heat wave over Odisha. And we have given now warning for next 5 days for the heat wave conditions for peninsular parts of the country and also East Coast states like West Bengal, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh. And also we are expecting heat wave conditions over Konkan. So if you think of the season as a whole, we are expecting about 4 to 8 days of heat wave conditions in the month of April in different parts of the country compared to 1 to 3 days during this month of April. Normally we expect. Similarly, if I consider April to June, usually we get around 6 to 10 days of heat wave conditions in different parts of the country. But this season, April to June, we can expect 10 to 20 days of heat wave conditions in different parts. The most vulnerable area for the heat wave this year are the eastern coasts like Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Odisha, parts of West Bengal, Chhattisgarh, Bihar, and Jharkhand. And here, interior Maharashtra, including Bidar, Marathwada, Madhya Maharashtra, Saurashtra and Kutch, Gujarat region, southern parts of Rajasthan, and southern parts of Madhya Pradesh, apart from North interior Karnataka and adjoining areas.
Dr. Mahapatra, El Nino is where you have heat being carried by the ocean currents onto the surface of land. Is that correct? And from what direction is this happening?
No, El Nino is a phenomenon of the ocean. It is the abnormal rise of the sea surface temperature in the East Equatorial Pacific compared to the West Equatorial Pacific. Usually, in the La Nina years, West Equatorial Pacific is warmer and East Equatorial Pacific is relatively colder. In El Nino year, it is the opposite. Heating is more in the eastern parts of the Equatorial Pacific compared to Western parts of the Equatorial Pacific. Now, once there is a heating in the sea surface, it impacts the ocean currents to some extent. But at the same time, it also impacts the atmosphere. Because as we know, if the temperature increases, evaporation increases from the sea surface, and accordingly, the heat energy is injected into the atmosphere. And through various global circulations, that heat energy gets transferred or injected to different parts of the globe. So therefore, El Nino, which is a phenomenon in the sea surface, gets coupled with the atmospheric phenomena. In the atmosphere, it leads to oscillation in the pressure values, and that is measured in terms of the pressure over Tahiti, an island in Pacific, and Darwin, that is in Australia. So if the pressure at Tahiti is less than pressure of Darwin, this is associated to El Nino condition and then opposite. So what I want to say that El Nino, which is a sea phenomena, gets linked with atmospheric phenomena, and these are coupled systems, and this coupling impacts the entire globe in different nature. This El Nino has the impact over Indian region in terms of affecting the heat waves, that is increased heat wave conditions, rising temperature, and also it affects the monsoon. Most of the 60% of the cases of El Nino years get less rainfall. But that is not always that every year should get less rainfall as you have seen last year. Even though it was El Nino year, we could get good rainfall activity and it was 94.4% long period average against our forecast of 96%.
Dr. Mahapatra, you spoke about the average rainfall being 87 centimeters and the prediction is 106% of that. What's the distribution of rainfall? Which are the regions which are going to experience above normal rainfall and which will face a deficit?
most part of the country will have the normal, above normal rainfall activity as per the prediction issued on 15th of April, except some parts of eastern India, especially Odisha and adjacent areas of Gangetic West Bengal and Jharkhand, where we are expecting below normal rainfall. Similarly, the northeastern states like Assam, eastern Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, and Tripura, there also in many parts we can expect below normal rainfall activity. The third zone is the Jammu Kashmir and Ladakh and adjacent areas of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, where also we can expect below normal rainfall activity.
So I understand that an alert has been issued for J&K, Jammu and Kashmir, for rainfall and other situations associated with landslides and difficult environmental conditions.
Yeah, certainly. But this is the long-range forecast of monsoon. But on day-to-day basis, we issue the warning valid for next 5 days for all the districts, all the important cities and towns, and the state. And if you recollect, recently there was a western disturbance passing over northwest India, and according to warning was also issued to Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, and Uttarakhand. So apart from simple warning, we have introduced the impact-based forecast and risk-based warning. So color-coded warnings and expected damages and suggested actions are informed in the bulletin as an additional information to the heavy rainfall or snowfall warning or heatwave warning.
So, Dr. Mohapatra, given the rain, flood and avalanche warning for Jammu and Kashmir for the next 5 to 7 days, you also have given the warning for a heatwave alert in Maharashtra especially. You spoke about the greater peninsula area also. And then an orange alert in West Bengal and Odisha. So how does IMD ensure the accuracy of the prediction, the forecast?
Yeah, avalanche forecast is not issued by IMD. It is issued by Snow and Avalanche Establishment of DRDO. But weather-related information are issued by IMD. We used to monitor the forecast issued by IMD on daily basis, and we verify the forecast on daily basis. So a video conferencing system, every day at 10:30, we discuss about our past forecast, actual weather, where we succeeded, where we failed, and lessons learning is taken into consideration while giving forecasts on subsequent days. We will calculate the statistics on month-wise and season-wise and also annual statistics with respect to our all warnings like heavy rainfall, thunderstorms, cyclones, heat waves, cold waves, etc. See the forecast accuracy. The cyclone forecast accuracy, for example, it is quite high. We are second to none in the globe. We could very well predict the landfall point, landfall intensity, and landfall time of the cyclones, which has enabled the disaster managers to minimize loss of lives to single digits and double digits only in recent 10 decades due to all landfall in cyclones. Heavy rainfall, we have got accuracy of about 80% if I say 24 hours ahead that there will be occurrence of heavy rain in certain areas. Similar thunderstorm, if I say it is about 82% accurate 24 hours ahead and 86% accurate 3 hours ahead over a particular state or a particular station. If you look at the heat wave, it is about 93% accuracy in 24 hours ahead forecast and 81% accuracy in 48 hours forecast issued by IMD. So like this, we have come up about 40 to 50% improvement in forecast accuracy in the recent decade compared to the previous decade.
So recently, the Prime Minister's office, headed by the Honorable Prime Minister of India, Shri Narendra Modi, actually looked into, reviewed the disaster preparedness of the country, and I believe the meeting included all the relevant agencies, including the NDMA, the National Disaster Management Agency. And of course, all of this is dependent upon the IMD forecast and the accuracy of it. So how do you cooperate with different agencies to ensure that you are ready for disaster management and ensuring that the citizens of India have a better standard of life?
We are in constant touch with all the disaster management agencies at central level, state level, commenting from the Office of Prime Minister to the district collectors. We have got a three-tier system. At national level, National Weather Forecasting Center and Office of the DGIMD coordinates with the highest authority and provide all types of forecasts, starting from seasonal to monthly to weekly and daily forecast and hourly forecast around the clock. We also have similar interaction with the state authorities and various other stakeholders like the different ministries, like Power Ministry, Health Ministry, Agriculture Ministry, or any other ministry who are relevant for a particular area. We also have some kind of collaboration with the other public-private agencies for dissemination of information to the general public. We have got collaboration with mass media, like India Radio, TV, to communicate the information to the general public. So we also participate in the preparedness measures disasters in terms of pre-season exercise, like cyclones, heat waves, already which have taken place and we have report to. We give early or advanced information to all officials, including PMO and National Disaster Authority, National Emergency Response Center of Minister of Home Affairs, and State Emergency Response Centers or Control Rooms at the state level. It continues on daily basis, and whenever the severity is expected to have much impact, then there is personal briefing and meetings, etc., where DGIMD gives the presentations and briefs to all concerned.
Dr. Mohapatra, how important is the impact of the monsoon on agriculture, water resources, and the overall health of the economy? Where does IMD figure into this?
Yeah, monsoon is life, as you could say, because we get 70 to 90% of rainfall during monsoon season, what we get of the total rainfall in the year. So if there is any deviation from normal pattern, then it can lead to floods and droughts. And therefore, it is very much important to provide the monsoon forecast. Though monsoon forecast started very early, beginning of 1900, but dynamical statistical models have been applied in recent time, since 1988. And thereafter, since 2021, we have developed a dynamical model which is being utilized to provide the spatial distribution of rainfall across the country. So it helps in planning for the ensuing monsoon season when we provide the forecast for April. It helps in financial planning at a larger level, at a national level and the state level. It also helps the individual farmers to think about the agricultural practice which he or she has to follow in the ensuing season. And it is followed by the second series of forecast by the end of May. And then we follow every Thursday the forecast for next 4 weeks and every day forecast for next 7 days. Apart from the farmers, which are largely benefited, and the agriculture ministry, which is largely benefited in terms of estimating the requirement of food grain, the advanced estimate of the expected crop yield in a particular season. It also helps in water sector. There are many areas where there could be water scarcity. There is a good rainfall activity to help in planning in that. As all of us know that groundwater has depleted in certain areas, and it also gets compensated if there is a good rainfall activity. So therefore, forecast of this one helps in planning the maintenance of reservoir, release of water for irrigation and power, and hence for optimal management of natural resources. So there are many other areas like industry and other activities, be it human activity or be it the agricultural activity or community activity or industrial activity, all get affected by the monsoon rainfall. So therefore, IMD provides this information to all.
So Dr. Mohapatra, my final question to you is, how does IMD ensure continual improvement in weather forecasting, especially when it comes to monsoons?
Yeah, it is very much essential to improve the infrastructure and the capacity of the department to address the requirements of the society, especially with respect to monsoon. Further, in view of the climate change, which limits the predictability of monsoon, it is also becomes essential to improve the capacity of the department. So therefore, IMD continuously enhances and upgrades its weather forecasting system for all spatial and temporal scales. The forecasting system basically consists of the observational systems, the analysis systems, modeling system, data communication system, warning product generation, presentation, and dissemination systems. In all these aspects, IMD is enhancing in mission mode, and it has been visible in the last 5 years with increase in number of proposed radar, number of automated weather stations, number of automated rain gauges, the high-performance computing system being increased, and also the other modeling systems. About 7 models are being run in the Ministry of Earth Sciences. As you know, weather is a byproduct of the interaction between Earth, ocean, and atmosphere. Therefore, all the components work together to improve our strategy towards observational systems and modeling systems. Accordingly, IMD provides the forecast. So in future also, we are going to improve further. For example, we have now the radar covering about 85% of the area of the country. We have to cover the 100% area of the country with radar. And also, we have to maintain redundancy of the radar in the hilly areas, urban areas, and other strategic areas. Similarly, automatic weather stations at present, we do not have at each block or at each panchayat. So it is planned to have at least one automated weather station in each block and one automated rain gauge in each panchayat, so that we can provide the forecast information at village level and the panchayat level.
Well, Dr. Mohapatra, thank you so much for being with us on Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on India Meteorological Department's predictions for monsoon this year. The participants were Dr. Mrityunjay Mahapatra, Director General, India Meteorological Department, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR.